Yeah, there are times that we can feel like we're just alone, but Spirit is always here. And we get to come here on Sundays and remind ourselves that Spirit is right where I am. So I'm so glad you're all here today. We're going to have the best day ever because we claim it that way. So I have to tell you that the last couple weeks, you know what I find for myself is I find if I get too much in my comfort zone, I need to push myself out of it. Sometimes I kick myself out of the comfort zone. So I took a couple contracts with Fred Pryor Seminars, which put me around the country a little bit, which takes care of my travel bug, which is always a good thing. And I was in the middle of Idaho, and you don't get a lot of great radio reception there, so a lot of country western stations, and I was listening to this song. I had to write the song, the words down, because I thought, are you kidding me? This is interesting. It's my Billy Ray Cyrus song. I'm so miserable without you, it's almost like you're here. Oh, no. I'm like, what are we listening to out here in the middle of space? Okay, sound is doing a thing. What can we do? Let's go into prayer. Do I need to switch something? No? Maybe I need to turn this. Yep. That helped it. Okay. Sometimes it's just a little feedback. And the universe is giving us feedback all the time. It's like that wonderful feedback system, right? What we put out there, what direction we're going, what thoughts are happening, that's the direction we're going. And the wonderful thing about this teaching that I have always loved, you want to take it down a little? I'm really loud. I want you to hear me today. That's all right, it's all good. So the feedback system that we get, and there it goes, whatever we put out there comes back to us. And one of the things that I learned when I came to this teaching is they said, question everything, which I love so much because you go to a lot of other philosophies and they do not say that. They just say, here's how it is. So we talk about questioning everything. Today, it's if the blind lead the blind, what happens? Everybody's stumbling in the dark, right? So we have to really tune in. And many of us were trained a certain way in life because our parents were doing just the best they could, just like their parents were doing the best they could. And it's like kind of stumbling through life and, oh, that didn't work, so let's try something different. So we have to really tune in and it's like, what have I bought into and what am I making myself right about? Because we're always making ourselves right. So maybe we have a belief system about ourselves that we're not worthy, we're not healthy, we're not good enough, whatever the situation is, and then we find all the evidence to support that, and then we keep just having more of that. Because there's something within our ego mind that wants to be right. It always wants to be right. So it says, oh yeah, that, see, I knew my parents were good parents. See what they did? They just didn't teach me enough. Oh, see, my grandparents, yep, they just really screwed everything up. Oh, yeah, great-great-grandparents, yep. So we have to come up with a new way of thinking and be very mindful of what it is that we're putting into our subconscious mind. Your job is to have enough faith to take one step in the direction of your dream, one step towards that which you are wanting, and that starts with our thoughts. Ernest Holmes says this, and I'm even going to tell you the page number. It's in the Science of Mind textbook, page 272. Keep it in your head because you might want to just go look at this and reread it. The student should take time every day to see his or her life as he or she wishes it to be, to make a mental picture of his or her ideal situation. He or she should pass this picture over to the law and go about his or her business with a calm assurance that the inner side of life, something is taking place because the universe is conspiring to support our every thought. And not every thought do I want supported, right? Science of Mind is a philosophy that allows us to bring order to our lives, to be more conscious of what we are feeding our subjective mind. And we cannot dismiss the power of our subjective mind, our subconscious mind, because everything is going in there. It's that tally sheet, and whatever our dominant thoughts are, that's the direction we're moving. And we have a payoff for some of our negative thinking or for creating something that is not in harmony. And we have to look at that. Well, maybe my payoff is I'm right. Yep, I was right. I just couldn't do it. Or yep, I'm right. Or yep, I was right about my parents. They just didn't quite have it together. That's where we want to forgive the past stuff and move forward and become conscious of what are my blocks? What am I not attracting in my life that I really want to attract in my life? And make sure that we're questioning every thought. What am I thinking all day long? And let's look at past evidence. What's happening up until now? Because usually it shows up that there's some common denominator, some common thought that we keep having over and over and over. And the sooner we become aware of what that thought is, because the universe is set up for us to have abundance, to have love, to have goodness. It's us that step away. It's just like the song Stand By Me. You know, they have that story of the footprints in the sand. Two sets of footprints, what happened? I moved away. Maybe I forgot that spirit was there, that great teachers were there right beside me. Because I couldn't see them. Yep, see, so I was alone. Let me just show that. And sometimes we have to ask what for what we're wanting. My mom was complaining that, oh, neither one of your brothers are probably going to invite me over for Thanksgiving. And I said, well, then invite yourself. I said, I know that the doors are always open. There's just that uninvitation open door. I mean, we're family. So I know that they intend for you to be there or show up. Just call and ask and have some clarity instead of whining and complaining about it. Because sometimes we'll whine and complain about something instead of doing anything about it. I believe in asking for what we want. Ask for it. And if nothing else, ask spirit. We have that picture in our mind, and we're creating stuff all the time. So we want to make sure that we're creating a life that we choose. What is it that you could get that you could be right about? Because if we're looking at all of our thoughts, and it's like, wow, I keep creating this, and I keep creating this, maybe I have this belief system that I'm not enough, so I keep creating more lack and limitation. Or maybe I have a belief system that I'm not lovable, so I keep relationship after relationship, and see, there it is, I'm right. Well, what if we put that belief system down and really healed it and know that we are absolutely lovable, that we are absolutely worthy of all the goodness? And then look at what other blocks are there. What else is blocking my flow? What are the other thoughts on my tally sheet of thoughts that I have? Our 50,000 thoughts that we have every day, recycled thoughts from yesterday. Let's look at some new thoughts. And know that we are totally supported in love, in peace, in harmony, in joy. And then question things. Does this make sense for me? And what keeps showing up? Where are my blocks? When my children were younger, when they were little, I feel like I used to take my four kids, and it's like we'd sit in a circle and I'd talk about, what do you think? I'd always be asking them because I felt like they know so much more than I do. They are connected more than I am. And so they would teach me. It was a lot of teaching and training, and yet making sure that I'm tuning in to what they're really saying. What are you saying? What are you saying here? Because they are such a reflection back to me. So within, so without. And they were fabulous little, well, they still are, fabulous mirrors of where I'm at in life. I still call and question them. Hey, what do you think? What do you think? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Because you trained me that way. It's like, no, you take responsibility for your own life. I didn't train you that way. And maybe leading by example, maybe we were showing things that, you know what, that's where I was at the time. But it's up to you at this point to question everything. Is this working for me? How are my thoughts every day? Am I taking time every day? As Ernest Holmes says, the student should take time every day to see his or her life as they want. Positive thoughts attract a positive outcome. Practice the balance in your life. Life should be about balance. Where we're keeping ourselves in that balance, where we're not overextending, where we're staying in that space of balance, love, peace, harmony. So what happens if I keep overextending? that I'm going to fall. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be resentful. I'm going to be frustrated. And it all comes back to us. It comes back to what we allowed. Because we are teaching people how to treat us by what we allow and by what we don't allow, and by how we are received out there in the world. So I want you to picture this, because now is a pivotal time for us to step into the divinity, into the greatness of who we are, and to put everything else aside. For me, when I get upset, I do some writing and ripping, and then I remember, okay, let's go to spirit. Let me remember, because sometimes we get so frustrated with stuff that it's just on the top of our head and we can't think about anything else. I don't have times like that so much anymore, but once in a while, something will happen, and it's like, all right, let me go to the paper. Write and rip, I call it purging on paper, release it, let it go. Okay, now I can see things clearly. Because we hold on to certain things, or it's just so prevalent right there that it's like, okay, the writing and ripping, letting go, let me get myself back in balance. Where did I overextend? Where did I not keep myself in balance? What were my thoughts that led me to a space where I was upset? And it's when we step away from that spirit within, when we step away from the love and the divinity of who we are. So I want you to picture that we're putting all of that stuff aside, the blocks that we're holding on to. We're just letting it go, ripping up anything that doesn't work in our life. And it's like, right here is where we are. Where are we going? So getting a clear mental picture of that. And then I want you to picture on your right shoulder and on your left shoulder that I have just put a cape. This is your superpower cape. That it is time to stand into our divinity and that power and breathing in the fullness of life, where you can just feel the wind on your face, feel that strong power of our shoulders and the cape and the superpowers that we already have. And that superpower is spirit flowing through us. So it's like, all right, if I'm picturing the spirit flowing through, all is well and all is divine. And if I'm doing what's right and perfect for me, then it's right and perfect for everyone. Again, keeping ourselves in balance. So as we continue to picture that and picture, where is it that I'm going? What is it that I want to express? And did I take myself away from my divinity because I decided to play small, or because I decided I wasn't worthy? Or because I decided, oh, that's just going to be too much work. Because what I find in life is when I get that clear vision of what I'm wanting, then it's like every step comes easy. So knowing that every step is easy and every door is opening, as long as I keep that picture in front of me, we move in the direction of our most dominant thoughts. So keeping those dominant thoughts of the divinity of who we are for present at the forefront of our mind. Keeping them right there. And then making sure when we start talking negatively to ourselves or to others that we step back into that space. It's like, oh yeah, let me put my super cape on. Let me remember that my mind is connected to spirit. Let me stand in the power of the divinity, knowing that I am well grounded on Mother Earth, that all is well. Ernest Holmes continues in Living the Science of Mind, people are prone to say that they alone are right, or their system of thought alone is right. They have not yet gotten a clearance back to the fundamental proposition that God is one, and that every man is an incarnation of the same God. Therefore, intolerance and harshness, unkindness and criticism, coldness and indifference are projected. This is one of the tricks that the mind plays on us. Our mind will play tricks that we are separate from spirit, and it's like we're all connected. And allowing people to be who they are and do what they do, and knowing as we're standing in our own divinity that wonderful things are unfolding, and regardless of how appearances are and what's happening out there, that something wonderful is coming from that. And as we're all connected, we can feel all the things that are going on in life. And it's like, okay, Mother Earth, what's happening? Universe, what's happening out there? And I truly believe that there's an energy and maybe some anger and frustration. And once in a while, things that happen, something wonderful comes out of it. So it's like, okay, things have happened here. I'm going to know that wonderful things are coming out of that. And I'm going to tune in with Spirit. What is mine to do? Let me see the divinity and the love in each and every person. And regardless of what I'm going through, I know that there are others that, I mean, here in this country, we are so lucky to have all of the things that we have. So being in that space of gratitude, especially as Thanksgiving is coming up, it's like, okay, I'm in that space of gratitude. I'm going to send love to everyone that's had anything happen because I know we're all connected. But I'm going to wrap them in love. I'm going to wrap them in light. I'm knowing that something wonderful is coming out of that. And I'm going to be mindful of my thoughts to keep good stuff flowing. Keeping that good stuff flowing. Because the more we have good come in our life, the more we can share it with others out there. So let me stay in that love space. Because if we go to that space of, oh my God, isn't it awful? Then we pull that down, pull the universe down where we want to lift it up. I remember years ago when the worst thing for me was not passing a test or not making it through something. And way back in 1995 when I took my first practitioner test, it was a written test, and I was the only one in my class that did not pass. School was always kind of a social event for me, so I did not pass. And back then, in United Centers for Spiritual Living, you had to wait an entire year to take the test again. So I had to wait an entire year, but it wasn't like, oh my God, I have to wait an entire year, but it was like, okay, what do I need to do? What do I need to clean up? Because regardless of how things are looking out here, I'm knowing this is the path I'm going. Regardless of everything else, regardless of divorce, tragedy, lack and limitation, whatever it is, it's like, here's where I'm going. And I'm just going to keep on track with that. And as that situation happened, I was calling a lot of my friends, other practitioners, to say, here's what happened. And what I noticed is some of them would be like, yeah, it's not a thing, no big deal. And others would be like, oh my God, this is like the worst thing ever. Oh my gosh. And when people would do that, I felt like an anchor that was pulling me under the water. So when people have that drama, tragedy, something going on that's big for them, I like to stay in that neutral space. It's like, it's just part of the playing out of life. And yet I know the divinity of who you are and what's happening through life. So regardless of what people are going through, it's like I can empathize. I don't need to sympathize and pull them down and get sad and crying and upset and angry with them. I want to stay at that beautiful space and see something bigger and better is unfolding. So it's like regardless of anything else, something bigger and better is unfolding. Let me see that and let me focus on that as we let go of everything else, staying in that divine space. Not singing the song, I'm so miserable without you. It's almost like you're here. It's like, that is just the craziest thing I've ever heard. The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thought. Your happiness in life depends on the quality of your thought. That's all I need to say about that. So as we look at the quality, what are the qualities of my thought? Are they good thoughts? Are they negative thoughts? Because it'll lift me up or it'll tear me down. And some of our thoughts, we just keep tearing ourselves down. That's why I do the forgiveness workshop at least once a quarter, because it's like, all right, we need to forgive ourselves, forget others, not carry that stuff with us, forgive and move forward. Forgiveness is about going forth and giving up, holding on to anything that is blocking my flow. Let me go forth and love myself. Let me go forth and let go of the past. Just like our GPS, it doesn't say where you've been. It just says, where are you? Where are you going? I'm right here, and this is where I'm going. We don't have to drag all that other stuff with us. Let me put it down. Let me love myself in the moment. Let me forgive myself. Let me forgive others, because I don't want to give my power away by having that thought over and over and over, or even the race thoughts over and over and over about this and this and this, because that's monkey mind chatter that's going to take me down. And I want to lift myself up. So I invite each of us to lift ourselves up. Remember, your superpower cape is on right now, that you can just let the wind blow through your mind and get clear about what it is that you're wanting, that you can stand in your own power, that nothing has ever left you. You've got spirit all through you, on your left shoulder, on your right shoulder, and every cell in your body. Spirit is flowing and moving and creating. It's the projection of our thoughts. So making sure that we're projecting thoughts that are positive and good about us, that we're letting go of other stuff, and we're staying in that balance. I'm not overextending because I want to people please. I'm not overextending because I think I'm not worthy and I'm trying to make it up here. I'm just going to stay in that balanced state. Loving ourselves and allowing others to do as they do. And loving them to the next level. Seeing them in a higher vision. So let's take all of this thought, our quality of thoughts, lift them up to a higher vibration as we go inside our heart of hearts. Closing our eyes to any distraction. Getting clear about the enormous role of our subconscious mind, that we are planting seed thoughts every single day, every single moment, with every thought, every belief. As we go into that space, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence that is flowing in, as, and through each and every one of us. That in this moment, we just breathe in the fullness of life. Just letting go of anything that doesn't serve us. The thoughts that don't serve our body, that do not serve the universe, that do not serve our lives. As we step into a new thought, a new day, a new moment, feeling our superpower cape, standing firmly planted on Mother Earth, knowing that the universe is conspiring for our highest and best always, knowing that as the universe goes into action with my thoughts, that I am mindful of the quality of my thoughts. As I lift up my thoughts about the universe, I lift up my thoughts about each and every person in my experience. I lift up my thoughts about myself, knowing that we are all connected in this wonderful cosmic soup. As I speak my word and claim for each and every one of us that every cell is vibrating at a whole new level, a whole new light, that there is a whole new energy as we just say yes, yes, yes to life, yes to the unfoldment, yes to the goodness. Yes to the deliciousness of life. Knowing that we are filling our buckets, filling our minds with love, prosperity, goodness. Knowing that we are absolutely unstoppable. That life is good and life is very, very good. As every cell in our body smiles. As we go to that space of gratitude, I am so grateful for living in this wonderful country where we have so many opportunities, for living in this wonderful spiritual existence in a human body where I have the opportunity to be a student of life, to learn, to grow, to test, to try out these new thoughts about myself, about life, as I just magnetize to me the goodness, the greatness, the love, the harmony. And from this space of gratitude, we just release this into the universal action of the law, like a wonderful boomerang. Those beautiful thoughts come right back to us, creating our life, the best life ever. As I just release my word, knowing all is well, as we anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is.